Fred Film Radio.
Hi everybody, today we are in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, at the first day of the Film in Italy Festival 2022 for Fred Film Radio with the guys of Il Volo. We are here celebrating Italian movies, Italian
art. No, today we are celebrating the Pancake Day.
Also the Pancake
Day. We are doing the interview during our breakfast.
How important it is for you to be here today after, you know, a couple not very easy years for everybody.
It has been too difficult here, tough years, and we are so happy to be back in USA. We were supposed to be touring right now in USA, but we had to move the tour in September. Due to pandemic, and actually we're gonna be in LA in October, and we are so honored to be here because we are celebrating the Ennio Morricone's music, the Ennio Morricone's operas, and being here representing our country and Maestro Morricone, it's a pleasure and honor.
You guys are very famous in Italy for sure, but also very famous internationally. So what do you think is the secret to be appealing for both an Italian and an international audience?
Our professional life was born here in the States because we met in 2009 in an Italian TV show, and right after we moved to USA because we signed a contract with an American music label. So we released the first album in 2011, and then we start touring just here in the United States, South America, and all over the world except Italy. But then in 2015 we decide to participate to an Italian music festival, Sanremo Festival, and then we won that festival with our new song Grande Amore, and then we became popular also in Italy. But I think the reason why our music is so people listen to our music, the bel canto here in the States, because we are following what in the past have done Pavarotti, Bocelli, because this is the power of the music we sing. It's not because we have the best voices or something else, because we sing the Italian music, and the reason of our success is the music that we sing. People, even though they don't understand the Italian lyrics, they love the Italian melody. Also, like our parents, when they were listening every Presley in the past, they didn't understand the words, but they loved rock and roll. And this is what happened here in the States. We see the reaction of our audience when they listen to an Italian melody. They love the music. We see the expression in their eyes.
Do you guys feel the responsibility of being somehow ambassadors of Italian art in the world?
Well, we are very lucky because Italian bel canto and Italian music breaks all the barriers of culture and music, as Piero was saying before. But we are very happy to bring our culture all over the world with our voices and following the steps of our idols like Luciano Pavarotti and Andrea Bocelli. We are still young, but we are working on that, you know? And especially because we have 13 years of career and we are 27, so it's always time to work hard and try to become, you know, always bigger and bigger. So we have all the time, and we used to work hard, and let's see. And it's a good way also to express and bring this kind of music also to the young generation that probably still didn't discover bel canto, no?
Also, of course, as we said, we are celebrating art in Hollywood and all that, but we can't ignore the fact that on the other side of the world, there is a war going on, you know, in Ukraine, actually very close to Italy, in Europe. Would you guys say something about that? How are you living that situation, and if you want to make an appeal for peace?
Of course, everybody knows that war is not a solution, but always a problem. So, but, you know, it's so bigger than us, you know? It's like the pandemic. It's something that you can even control. You know, you don't know how the world is going on. That's why we have many friends in Russia, in Ukraine. We used to do many shows in the countries, in Ukraine and Russia, and it's very painful, both of the countries. So it's painful for us.
We are for the peace, and we hope this is going to stop very soon.
Well, thank you for that. At the moment, we are in Hollywood, and luckily, the situation here is safe.
Calm.
Do you guys grew up looking at some American artists, maybe as a reference? Of course, you said Pavarotti, Bocelli, the big Italian names. But is there some American artist that you look for?
Yeah, but if you think about the most wonderful voice, American voices, like Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Perry Como, they were Italians. I mean, Italian blood. They had Italian blood in their veins. So it means that Italian voices and Italian cultures, it's always, it's also on the American culture. Frank Sinatra used to sing Luna Rossa, and Dean Martin used to sing in Italian also. Dean Martin was from Abruzzo. Sinatra was from Sicily. They are our inspiration. These kind of voices are our inspiration.
What is the Italian element that is so appealing to the international audience?
I think is our attitude, the way we approach the world, with our smile, with our great personalities, with our charisma. And
talking about Italians, not about il volo.
No, I'm talking about Italian, because you know, we always have the solution to solve problems, and I think people like that. And when we say we are from Italy, we see in their people eye, in the people eyes, that they love Italy, and the Italy trip is the dream of everyone, is the honeymoon trip, you know. And I think this is our power. This is the power of our culture, the music, the style, la moda, and many things, the cinema, movie, and many things.
You know, Americans used to dream to wake up on a balcony looking at the Amalfi Coast doing breakfast, you know, with the Italian music, you know. And that's the charm of Italy, you know.
What are Italians dreaming of when you come to the U.S.?
What the Italian dream when they come to the U.S.? You know, America is the Italian dream also, because, you know, with America we have many, our grandparents, grand-grandparents, they moved to America right after the war. So, you know, the American journey, and I think many Americans are Italian. And the first time I came here to United States, the first thing I said to my father, can we go to visit our grandfather brother, because I have so many cousins and family here in America that I never met in my life. So when I came for the first time, personally talking, when I first came here in the States, I felt home, because then I met my grandpa's brother, my cousins, my aunt, and I met all of them. But all the time, you know, for the American people, the dream is to go to Italy, but for the Italian people, America is the American dream.
And as Il Volo, as a group, you won Sanremo, you became super famous all over the world. What's your next dream? What would you really like to do next?
Our goal is always the next goal. And I mean, now we are working on Ennio Morricone, but we already started thinking about the next goal, and that we are not gonna tell you.
The secret,
we are working on it, and I mean, you know that we Italians are very superstitious, so we are not gonna tell you about our next goal. But well, I think is our luck. Always think ahead. Always think what's next, you know. And this is thanks to our manager, and that always, you know, taught us to do it.
So looking forward.
Looking forward, always trying to achieve bigger goals.
Our goal is to surprise our audience, and we hope that people will enjoy this album, the Ennio Morricone, with Ennio Morricone's melodies. And we hope we did our best, because we had 2 years working on this album, because during the pandemic season in time, we've been working the recording session studio. So we had time, because time has always been our worst enemy, because we never had time to do things. So at this time we had 2 years working for this, and we hope people enjoy it.
You guys do go to the Ennio Morricone star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Yes, we've been. Yes, for sure.
Thank you very much. We were talking with Il Volo for Fred Film Radio during the Filming Italy 2022. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, guys.
Of course, you want to say thanks to Tiziana Rocca. They're always make and organize this wonderful festival. So thank you so much.
Thank you for this interview.
Yeah, I just want to say, finish with saying that we are coming back on tour in the States September and October, and back in LA at the Dolby Theater October 15th. So see you at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.